Chapter 2. Marriage. My wife's anger toward me seemed barely contained. "You only think about yourself," she would tell me. I never thought I'd have to raise a family alone. Barack Obama, The Audacity of Hope, 2006. Jesse Thompson's ECFE class was small and intense. Angelina Holder's, on the other hand, was big and raucous. The women spoke with the ease of those who'd heard each other's life stories and conflicts, as in, "You saw what I was like a couple of months ago. I didn't want to be married anymore." By turns, they encouraged and cut one another off, hoping to build on what previous speakers had said. The energy and goodwill of this group was partly a fluke, I'm sure, but also a byproduct of living in the suburbs. These women describe more social isolation than their peers who lived in denser areas, and they seem more grateful to have a regularly scheduled social outlet. This particular ECFE class included a lawyer, a police dispatcher, a women's basketball coach, a computer scientist, and a Kohl's part-time employee. Just over half of the women had temporarily given up their jobs to care full-time for their infants and toddlers. The others worked part-time, trying to balance work and home, which in almost every retelling was like trying to stand on top of a bowling ball. At 29, Angie, whom you met in the introduction, was one of the youngest women in the group. She was also one of the few whose husband, Clint, sometimes attended the class, though had met during the day. "Can I go first?" she asked. "These last 2 weeks have been the worst 2 weeks of my life." Eli, short for Elijah, her older child, 3 years old, had the stomach flu, and he hasn't been sleeping, and I've had the brunt of everything. I'm the one getting up with the kids, getting them ready, still working, not sleeping, house cleaning. Her voice quavered a little. "Me and my husband, the relationship is just horrible now. He doesn't understand I'm at my breaking point. Yesterday, he had this little stomach ache, but I had to do everything still. And I was like, really?" Her voice broke. "I mean, okay, you have a stomach ache. But who cares?" She started to cry. "And I'm a nurse." It was a deliberate punchline, designed to alleviate her self-consciousness, and it worked. Several women burst out laughing. She joined them and briskly wiped away her tears. "He thinks that just because he works 5 days a week from 5 in the morning until 2, and because he takes out the garbage..." "He takes out the garbage?" interrupted one of the women. "Awesome."